On this Veterans Day week, I couldn't help but think a lot about our spiritual veterans. And so I want to take some time just to reflect on some of those spiritual veterans, the ones that really embody the passage that Jonathan read for us. I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith. And there are so many that you and I have known or know that are really living or have lived that passage before our eyes. So the perspective I'm going to share with you is, well, it goes back 19 years. It's a 19-year perspective on Creekwood. And some of you will go back there with me. Some of you not so long. Some of you may not know these people of whom I'll mention, but I hope that as I ask some questions for us this morning, that it will bring to mind some others that have been a tremendous influence in your life, spiritual veterans that have inspired you and blessed you. And my prayer is that these spiritual veterans will challenge us. Because I want us to think about this question as we honor our spiritual veterans. Who's going to fill their shoes? Who's going to fill their shoes? Who's going to fill the shoes of people like Elbert Alsop, who have engaged us in our worship to God, especially in singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, who taught us many songs that were near and dear to him that became near and dear to us, like "Remind Me, Dear Lord," or "Till the Storm Passes By." Who's going to continue to engage, whether it's from the pew or standing before us, engage our hearts in worshiping our God? Who will continue to be faithful to the Lord and His church even after their health declines and the years take a toll on their physical bodies? And who comes to mind when you think of people like that have been faithful despite their many years and despite declining health? I think about Virgin Mae Ravier, who lived to be over 100 years old, but never lost her loving kindness and sweet disposition. I think about Trenton Toland, who worked into his 90s in his job and was very compassionate and served the Lord's church for many, many years. Who is it that comes to your mind, even some in this assembly, that have served the Lord for years and continue to serve and are faithful despite challenges? And may I ask us, who's going to fill their shoes? Who will continue to be prayer warriors on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ? And when I think of a prayer warrior, I think of Mildred Nelson. I think of a prayer list that she kept on a little table by her chair that she prayed through, I'm confident, several times a day. Who is it that's going to make a list or even take the bulletin and just pray through it to be a warrior in prayer, to continue earnestly in prayer, as Colossians 4 verse 2 tells us? Who's going to fill her shoes? Who will continue to serve others like a lady that many of us have known and loved, Dorothy Waters? In the 14 years that I knew her, she was always serving someone else. How many of you remember her picking up Hunter when she was physically unable, but she made sure that Hunter was here as often as he could be? And I remember her hands, how she was always, as long as she could, helping others. Who comes to your mind? Who are the spiritual veterans that have impressed you by the fact that they continue to serve? And may I ask us, who's going to fill her shoes? Who's going to fill their shoes? Who will dedicate their lives to the Lord's service like Richard Lincoln, who was always here? He was always active. He was generous. He was engaging. He loved the Word of God and he loved the church. Serving God was his life. And yes, as he would tell his children and even the children at VBS, right is right and wrong is wrong, and nobody has the right to do wrong. Who's going to fill his shoes? Who's going to be active? Who's going to engage us in studying the Word of God and teaching it to future generations? Who will love the church like Vivian McDonald Gordon? This was obvious by her faithful attendance, and she worked in Meals on Wheels for a good while. She taught in Sunday school classes. She was reliable, dependable, dedicated. She served in a quiet but profound way. Who's going to love the church like her? Who's going to fill her shoes? Who's going to live the Christian life so beautifully yet so humbly? So consistently, like people like Joanne Moore. She just made you want to be a better Christian, did she not? In the quiet but yet profound way that she was so consistent in living Christ before us. Who's going to fill her shoes? Who will take an interest in our children like Robert Perry? For those of you who didn't know Robert, you missed a treat. But you can go out in this playground that's abundantly used. Please don't use it today. But it has a little plaque with his name on it. It was his idea. It was written of Jesus when little children were being brought to him, and his disciples thought he doesn't need to be bothered. But he said, "Let the little children come to me. And do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." And I believe Robert had that same spirit, don't you? Let the children come to me. Let them ride on the back of my wheelchair while the parents were kind of closing their eyes. Let them come in and use all the glue and glitter they want to in Bible class. We'll clean it up later. Hop in my van that's custom made so I can drive, and we'll go to nursing homes. We'll go to children's and women's hospital and distribute things to the patients there. Let the children come to me. And by the way, Robert would say, I'll take thousands of pictures along the way. Who's going to fill his shoes or ride in his wheelchair? Who will abound in the grace of giving like Wallace Wayne Red Burleson? 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7 says, "But as you abound in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge and in all diligence and your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also." And contextually, he's talking about the grace of giving. Abound in the grace of giving. Brother Red, he was good at setting off the alarm at the building early on Sunday mornings. But he's also very, very generous. If you ever make it to Rayali, India, and if not, you'll see many pictures of the Red Burleson Memorial Complex. Pretty fascinating building, due in large part because of his generosity. That complex houses the Bud and Joy Children's Home in Rayali, India. Who's going to abound in the grace of giving like Red Burleson? Who will care enough about our church family to lead them and shepherd them? And as I think back through the years that I've been affiliated with Creekwood, I think about Claude Falkenberry. I think about Homer Henderson. I think about some living veterans among us, veteran shepherds like Marvin Irvin and Ernie Smith and Charles Riles. And I wonder who's going to fill their shoes. Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls." And being a shepherd means caring for the sheep. It means guarding the sheep. It means tending the sheep, feeding the sheep. And it means having a burden and a love for God, the people of God, to where you would give of yourself in leading and shepherding them. Who of us is going to so train ourselves to fill the shoes of those leaders? who will love their brothers and sisters in Christ like their own family, like Annie Laurie Henderson. Can't you just see, those of you who knew her, can't you just see her big smile and when she'd come up to you? She was always wanted to be a part of whatever was going on as long as she could. As one of our members said of her, the main memory I have of Miss Annie Laurie is how gentle and kind she was. I'll miss that sweet smile and her positive attitude. I pray that all of us will follow her example of faith and commitment to God and His church. Who's going to love your brothers and sisters in Christ like that? Who will love our children enough to teach them God's word like Nellie Butts did, Ricky's mom? Will you believe that she served as a Bible school teacher for more than 40 years? And it was 4-year-olds. 40 years, Sunday morning and Wednesday night. In fact, she taught her last Bible class on the Wednesday night before she entered the hospital the next day for the final time. Who's going to fill her shoes? Who's going to love children enough to say, I'll teach? I'll even teach 3-year-olds. Who will model faithful perseverance, including love for the Lord and for His church and their families, despite having to deal with tremendous trouble in their own lives? People like Vonnie Busby, like Doris England, like Donna Rome, who suffered with poor health. And I think about many living veterans among us who, despite some very difficult circumstances, like poor health and adversity, who continue to be faithful to the Lord and His church. Who's going to fill their shoes? Who's going to remember the shut-ins and the elderly and the sick, like Eloise Cruz, who is so good at remembering the shut-ins and the elderly and the sick, might make little goodie bags for them. And even when she became a shut-in herself, she kept sending them. Who's going to remember them and be that thoughtful? I think Sue Cade is another one of those sweet souls, isn't she? Who even now, though she's in a nursing home, she still sends out cards. Who's going to fill their shoes? Who will love the Word of God and have a burden to teach lost souls like Thelma Clark? Recently, I borrowed her Bible. Her daughters let me borrow it. And I was flipping through the pages. There was hardly a page that I turned that didn't have some note in the margin that she had written herself. It was a marked Bible that had marked her life. It was her constant companion. And talking about zeal, about teaching others, even in her latter years, that was her interest. She'd read the Bible to her neighbors. One of her friends couldn't see well, so Miss Thelma read the Bible to her. I'll never forget, in 2008, we're having a Back to the Bible door knocking campaign. Every one of us was encouraged, if we could, to be here and participate. In the morning, the first morning that we go out door knocking, up drives Miss Thelma, 80 years old, not getting around very well. But that's how badly she wanted others to know the Word of God. Who's going to fill her shoes? Who's going to love the Word like that? Not only to just absorb it, but to want to share it with others. I think about Hebrews 11, verse 23. And what more shall I say? The Hebrew writer says, for the time would fail to tell me of, and I'm going to stop right there, because I could go on and on and on. about spiritual veterans who have served among us. But the question is, who's going to fill their shoes? Who's going to fill their shoes? I'm thinking, you're probably thinking, as I have thought, as I think about these spiritual veterans, I can't fill their shoes. Those shoes are, they're too big. I can't fill those shoes. Maybe not. But we can seek to walk in their footsteps. And I believe every one of these spiritual veterans would say this, as Paul did: follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. In fact, they would say, follow me only to the extent that I followed Jesus. Who's going to fill their shoes? They've preached the lesson this morning. They have given a sermon more powerful than I could ever muster, or any preacher in the whole world. But we're the audience. We're the ones who have heard the sermons. We're the ones who are challenged by their lives, but also inspired and abundantly blessed. We may not can fill their shoes, but we can certainly follow in their steps as they sought to follow in the steps of Jesus. It may be your desire this morning to take those initial steps of faith, to become a child of God, to become a member of the family of God, to be born again as you're baptized into Christ as a penitent believer, so that your sins can be washed away, so that you can be added to the family of God, so you can take up your place in the service of God within His family. And it may just be, as we reflect on those spiritual veterans in the past and even the present, that we realize there's some changes we need to make. We haven't been following in their steps like we should. It may just be we need to recommit to doing just that. Who's going to fill their shoes? If you're subject to the invitation, please come right now as we stand and sing.